Guideline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction. Leslie Hope is our guest tonight. She stars in 24, which is the very critically acclaimed Fox series, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. And all I ever hear is how great this show is. And I've never seen it. That may be the problem. But I do have to work, and I do leave my house around 9 o'clock, so that's my excuse.
Okay.
Except.
And.
Yes, well, TiVo's on every television he owns.
Yeah, but I only TiVo
porn.
Tough man competitions, okay. Softcore pornography, and automobile-related shows.
We have all of that on 24.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, we do. See what you've been missing?
I'm in tomorrow night.
And what do you do with softcore porn?
I use that as a hors d'oeuvre.
I see.
A warm up.
I see.
Yeah, you know how they bring a basket of bread out before the meal comes up?
Yeah.
Maybe some ranch sauce, something to dunk into or something like that. That's what I do. That's the salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm too jaded. I can no longer have myself the soft core stuff. I announced that I am earlier in the day, but halfway into that, I got to break into the hard stuff. Like anybody, right?
Oh,
smoke
course.
A little weed. They're not going to shoot the junk. And they get a little high, and they go right for the junk, right?
Well, that's you.
Right. Leslie is a fine, fine actress. I can tell by the length of her hair. No, she's a beautiful woman who wears her hair short. That means she's a confident woman.
Oh, Adam, on body language and how to wear your hair.
I'm telling you.
I believe you.
I know a smart woman. I can see it in your face.
Okay.
People, they start to look dumb when they're thinking dumb thoughts. You see? And they look uninteresting when they're thinking uninteresting thoughts. Uh-huh. Just like racists start looking like racists, and uh-huh. queers start looking like queers, and angry people start looking angry.
Leslie's not even American, see?
Eventually. I knew she looks Canadian to me.
That would be right.
No, I just read that on Drew was impressed for a second.
For a second there.
Yeah. Like
she and I were politically incorrect about a week ago, and she leans forward and she goes, I can't do this. It's so rude to interrupt.
Yeah, I had an issue with that.
Oh, my God.
Very un-Canadian.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think I may have said two lines on politically incorrect.
Canadians don't...
They're British, not, British.
They're not intrusive
British
people.
British Canadians.
Not too much, no. I mean, there's sort of a just basic good manners, and it struck me as incredibly rude to interrupt anybody who wanted to talk.
But then the Canadians... It seems that they're either there or then they're just really liquored up and they hit you with a hockey stick.
See, but
or
I wasn't drinking before the show.
Oh, you
so
were?
No. Well, I waited till afterwards.
Once you got loaded, just
yeah. And then I was good, yeah.
That was a big mistake.
Yeah, Drew and I duked it out in the parking lot afterwards.
I think he'd enjoy that. Leslie, it says here also that she recently returned from an Ecuadorian jungle where she lived with a native tribe in the rainforest.
That's true. That was actually last year. It wasn't that
recently. How long were you in there for?
We were in Ecuador for about 3 weeks, and we were only in the jungle for a week or so.
Why?
I was, and I still am, I'm always very curious to see the effects that actually this country or the Western culture has had on places like Ecuador. And I wanted to see what the oil companies had done down there, because we hear a lot about it, especially in the entertainment industry. It's sort of a hot topic for people to throw money at.
What were they doing?
Well, it's just as bad as you've heard.
Are you talking about like the clear cutting of the rainforest?
I'm talking about the clear cutting and the polluting of the water and the absolute decimation of one of the last surviving native tribes of Ecuador that are still living in the jungle. It's happening.
What are the oil companies doing?
Well, because they're literally, clear cutting the forest and then dumping all their waste back into the rivers, and that's where this particular tribe, the Huarani, live. And I mean, that's what they need to live. They need jungle and earth and clean water.
So you're saying when they clear cut the forest and the rains come, then all the
soot
and whatever
disappear. I mean, this is a group of people that, I mean, we went hunting with them, so they eat monkey and anything else they can catch in the forest.
Listen, remember when we moved those folks from Bikini Island when we wanted to do a little nuclear testing? They turned out fine, right? Turns out they got drunk and shot pool all day.
Yeah.
I always love when we... You want to know... I'm going off on a tangent here a little bit, but this is always how you can tell, like, wholesale welfare never really works, is because whenever I always think about those Bikini Island natives that we needed this island so we could blow it up.
Right.
Back when this country could blow islands up with a clear conscience, it was a better time back then. It's like, listen, we need your island. Let's clear you off. We're going to give you a hut and a bumper pool table and all the scotch you can drink, and you'll never work again. And these people, that they just started falling apart. I mean, we gave them a stipend to live off of, and they all just got strung out on God knows what and sat around all day. Their teeth fell out. They committed suicide. I mean, they didn't work.
It's like animals in the zoo, really.
Yeah, they just stop hunting. They just start sitting around, and they just go F it.
Yeah.
Their teeth go bad. Well, anyway, so we should go over there, and what should we do?
I'm not exactly sure what we should do. I mean, all I know that I did was look at it. And I don't exactly know what to do. I know that this particular group is, they're not really interested in what we have to offer them, and they're not really interested
in... The natives.
Nope. I mean, this is a group for whom cash didn't even exist until a couple of years ago. I mean, it's just not a trading society. So I don't know, honestly. I mean, we live in L.A., we drive cars, I guess we need oil and gas, but I don't know the answer to it.
Well,
I was only there for a week.
Drew and I drive in electric mopeds. What do you got? You got one of those SUVs?
No, I have a really old BMW at 87.
Oh, yeah.
Paid less than $5,000 for it because there was an actor strike coming.
Oh, yeah. I was on the front lines of that.
He's so not interested.
Do you remember that actor strike? I was on the front lines of that.
Yeah,
Adam was with my brothers.
Adam's involvement.
No, what'd you do?
You were mostly upset at the people, the non-working commercial folk, right?
Yeah.
The picking extras?
I don't remember what my stand was. I just told those idiots to get back to work, and they all freaked out on me.
Yeah.
But
it worked. We did go back to work.
Yeah,
so, way to go.
They were like, oh, you sold out your union. It's like, what union? I mean, the union that you forced me to enter, that union? The one I don't vote in every month when you have another election, when some chick from Little House on the Prairie is running for something? That
easy
union? Well, listen, you can't force someone into a union and then get pissed when they're not excited about being in it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm sorry. We got off
there
to
we
get
go.
Started.
Let's take some calls, shall we?
Save that rainforest, too.
Cheers.
Sonia?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yes.
What's up?
About 14 months ago, I had a baby, and about a year ago, I started the depo shot. And I would say for about 6 months now, I've been very, very depressed. And, you know, from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed, I'm either sleeping or crying.
Mm. And now you've not sought treatment for that?
Well, I go on the 15th to my obstetrician. I'm going to get off the depo shot and just get on regular birth control pills. But I was just curious if it's like a postpartum thing, or if it's depression, or if
hard.
It's
well, any depression within 12 months of a pregnancy is considered postpartum. But one of the common and lesser talked about side effects of Depo Provera is depression.
It is.
So maybe it's both.
Can they flush that out of you?
It's out in a month.
Yeah, it's 1 month.
Yeah, that's it.
But there's no quick detox or anything.
I mean, I suppose they might want to add some estrogen if somebody was really overwhelmed by it. But even then. Yeah, it's something worth taking a look at, because you've heard recent news stories of people doing horrible things with postpartum depressions. They can get very, very bizarre and very, very intense sometimes.
Are you married?
No, I have a live-in boyfriend.
Same guy who sired the kid?
Actually, no.
Well, that's about right.
Yeah, we've been together for 3 years, and we were on a break, and I got pregnant, so...
Oh, that's comfortable.
Oh,
that's nice.
Oh, boy.
I have one more question.
Hold on. I'm not over that.
Okay.
It's sort of mild by Loveline standards, but it's still uncomfortable in its own sort of basic way.
Well,
is it not?
It sounds so civilized. We were on a break. I happened to get pregnant, but we just don't
know. Well, he was on a break. You were banging away with, like, the pool guy, right?
Yeah, but it's his idea to take a break, I'm sure.
Who wanted to take a break?
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
And what happened? So he beat off for 3 weeks while you went out and got laid?
Well, no, it was for 6 months. We were on a break.
Oh, you beat off for 6 months.
Okay. Yeah. All right, and you got back together.
Yeah.
And he's cool with this, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my son's father isn't in his life at all, so it's not like, you know.
Right. How old is he?
My boyfriend's 25.
Oh. Still a bitch. You go away, your old lady's banging around with some other guy who's probably not the world's greatest guy, since he doesn't want to be in the father's life, and now you're coming back and you got to go through the postpartum depression and raise the kid and everything?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very good.
All right, Sonia.
One more question. when I get off this depot shot and I do the birth control pills, how long is it before I'm protected again, or am I already protected?
You should be okay right now. Sometimes they want you to wait 1 month. The triphasic pills are a little more effective first go-around.
Okay.
But they may want to put you on some antidepressants. I mean, it could be really sort of potentially even life-saving.
Sonia, you couldn't have fudged it so this guy thought it was his kid?
Oh, no way.
No way?
The other thing is that, you know, so much of our personality structure and our future mental health is dependent on attachment in the first couple years of life. And a depressed mom has difficulty rendering the kinds of affective transactions that are necessary for attachment to occur.
So
it's really important that you look into
kids scarred for life like me.
Thank you. You had chronic problems with that.
How dare you?
Oh, please. That's all you whine about. Like I'm saying
sometimes. First off, what happened to physician-patient confidentiality? A number one, how dare you bring up my personal problems on the air? This is a betrayal, Drew.
Listen, let me explain.
Yeah.
All he talks about is his mother, father, and grandmother.
Uh-huh. On the air.
How dare you? On the air.
Tonight he decided not to do it. But tonight there's been a change. There's been a reconciliation in the Corolla household.
It's payback time. Oh, yeah. I'm good. Josh?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
All right. I have a really embarrassing problem. Like, oh, by the way, you're the greatest. I forgot to tell you that. You're my hero. I like write about you at school and stuff. And I write stories for English. I forgot to tell you that.
Who are you talking about?
You, man.
Well, me?
Yeah.
Really? You write stories about me?
There are a lot of stories. like when we do journal entries and we're like,
sure.
If you could meet one famous person and have dinner with them. Who would it be? What would you say to him?
Oh, you would be so disappointed,
so
Josh. You would be
are you
so
kidding? You would be delighted.
Dinner with you? Think how boring you are in real life. Think about it. He thinks it would be like the radio show or something. He'd be talking about steak, potato, whining about the
order
health,
whatever and, we ate. And then, I talk about whatever we ate.
And then on to mom and grandma.
How dare you, Drew?
But
you
know,
car. I'm enchanting. Yes, I talk about cars a lot, too. Hey, Josh?
Yeah.
Thank you. But listen, don't put entries in your journal anymore. It'll turn you gay. All right?
No, it's an assignment.
Yeah, listen. Don't do it.
It's like a 300, man.
It goes against what's up, gender bending.
All right. Well, anyway, my problem is every now and then, it's probably, like, I guess, once a week when I masturbate. Like, normally I have just normal fantasies about some girl I might like or whatever. But every now and then I'll take a girl from school. And I'll, like, put a penis on him, pretty much, and then just have a sexual fantasy like that.
Speaking of gender bending.
I don't like guys at all. I'm not attracted to guys at all. I guess I'm just attracted to penis, I guess.
Well,
just the penis part,
well,
huh?
No. He's in,
it's interesting.
No, there's a whole fantasy that some men get into called the phallic female.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, Josh.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's a chick you like and you're putting a penis on her, or is it a dude and you're putting lipstick on him in a wig? Because I think
girl.
It's the other way around.
No, it's the phallic female. Are you attracted to, like, Xena the Warriors and that kind of thing?
No, I'm not. I'm actually attracted to really cute, you know, small, petite girls. Like, my girlfriend is really, really small girl. And
all right, well, hold on. We got to talk about this. So, Drew, what you're saying is that some guys are into almost a masculine woman. I mean, like a pro wrestler, bodybuilder, warrior princess.
Xena is sort of the prototype of that, I would say. Xena the Warrior.
Right.
But it's huge, yeah.
And that's not for the queers and the lesbians?
I'm just saying that's that phallic female type image of some guys are into.
Right. But that doesn't mean they want the penis attached.
No, but some...
They want a masculine... They want a woman to take charge?
Yeah. And you could see sometimes that could translate all the way to...
They kept going, yeah.
Does a woman taking charge equal a penis? Is that
no. This is not a rational thing. This is just an old leftover image of development that some guys have, probably because of not having certain needs met or having been overly aroused in certain kinds of breastfeeding transactions, things like that. And it just leaves this old image behind, and it doesn't necessarily do anything to them.
Hey, Josh.
As you see, it chooses women, has relationships with women not like this.
How do you get along with your girlfriend?
Oh, we go along great. I mean, we're just like, I love her to death, and she's just the coolest girl in the world.
What do you think about when you're having sex with her? Do you have sex with her?
No, we just fool around.
Oh, okay.
Oral and stuff like that.
Oral?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. And
she's amazing. I actually had my friend watch us while we were in my room. He had a hidden camera set up. And
sure. She's dynamite.
We watched one of her famous go for 35 minutes straight and not stop.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You, and she didn't know she was being watched?
No.
See, this is
no,
this thing.
I told her afterwards.
Oh, you did not. You did not. We can tell when you're lying, Josh.
I did. Like 3 days afterwards, I told her, and she was like, oh, my God. And like,
how bad did that I did sound?
Huh?
That was just okay, hold on. All right, what are you saying, Drew?
I'm just saying it's bad when guys do that to him. It's exploitative. Yeah. It's intrusive. It's
right.
It's unethical. It's inappropriate. It's awful.
Okay. So what should he do?
One is it's nothing.
Nothing. Now we don't.
But I think he had to behave himself
a little
better. Yeah. I mean, you used to peek in on your friends. That's like,
yeah,
you did.
What? You know, Drew finds that so bizarre.
Wait, what did you peek in on them doing? What? Did they know you were peeking?
Oh, yes.
Did she know you were peeking?
No.
Well, you live in a one-bedroom apartment, you know, you got three guys in there, you hear rustling going on in the living room, you put your head around the corner. I was scared someone may have been injured.
Oh, yeah.
And so was my buddy, the Wheeze.
Yeah, we put the bong down long enough to check it out.
The Wheeze was great because the Wheeze is like a foot shorter than me, and his head and my head would come around the hall door at the same time, and his head would be beneath mine. It was like a cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, those were the days.
So you both, I just want to, you both watch?
You have to.
You have to?
Well, you know, it's not like there's a Klieg light on them or anything. I mean, the lights are off. You got a few beers in you. Your memory's not so good, but... Yes, hell yes.
All right. No,
every guy would do this. Every guy but Drew. No, you don't load a guy up the video camera, but you hear something going on in the next room, hell yes, you're there.
Now, did you high five your buddy afterwards, or did you make fun of him?
One time, the Wheeze had something going on in there, and I decided I was going to join him after a couple of boozes. Yeah, that was a good night.
Oh, my God.
You should have seen the look he gave me. I just strolled in my underpants. It was great. And then it was starting to work, and then somebody knocked on the door, like 2 a.m. in my apartment, and broke the whole, it was like the record went, you know what I mean? But the Wheeze gave me a crazy look, like, what the F? But I see he kind of owed me or something, as I recall.
Wait a minute, this is a story I've never heard. I thought I heard them all.
It wasn't, because it really didn't have any payoff.
So you and Wheeze started getting into it?
Yeah, I was. We were 69ing, and the chick was smoking in the corner and playing with a Rubik's cube. No, the Wheeze was on the fold-out bed, on the fold-out sofa, having some fun with a gal. Hadn't quite gotten into it, but gotten into it, you know, about halfway to the three-quarter point. I decided, because it was late and you know we'd been drinking, that it was time for me to join the Wheeze. With this gal who I knew she kind of liked me. So I just strolled out my underpants, hopped onto the bed there, the fold out, whatever. The Wheeze gave me a crazy look, but it was kind of like, all right. And started in, and right as we start in, the door. Someone was banging on the door.
Leslie, I want you to take notes. Leslie has a 9-year-old son. So
uh-huh.
No matter what you do, this is what's in store for you. You think you're going to raise an enlightened gentleman? No.
Yeah, but nothing ever really happened.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Michelle?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yes.
Leslie Hope, by the way, shut up, is our guest from 24.
Hi, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi.
Golden Globe nomination.
Not me, Kiefer.
Yeah, Kiefer. Well, the show. Yeah. Amazing critical reviews. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, Fox. Go ahead.
I've been sexually active for about 3 years now, and I rarely ever have an orgasm. Mm-hmm. Had a pap smear last year, and... the doctor mentioned that I had a tilted uterus. I was curious if that had anything to do with it.
I doubt it. It can cause pain with intercourse. Are you having pain?
Yeah.
All right. Is that preventing you from having the orgasm?
No, it doesn't always cause pain. Once in a while, but I just never do usually. About
all right. Well, that probably has nothing to do with it then.
The pain part.
Yeah.
Why is the pain once in a while if it's tilted all the time?
It just depends on the position.
I see. And what about from oral sex? You get an orgasm from that?
He doesn't do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How dare you suggest
like
that?
Is he like a shaker or something? Is it one of those wacky religions or black guy or what is he?
No, he just receives it. He doesn't give it.
Oh. Wow. Okay. I gotta start using this publicist. give me your name off the air.
And you just sit by and take that, huh?
Yeah, I've done everything I could to get him to do it, and he won't.
What have you tried, just out of curiosity?
She tried spilling beer down there. She tried everything.
I've begged him. I've cut him off by, you know, giving him anything. And
why does he say he doesn't want to do it? This is Leslie butting in.
Yeah, go ahead.
He says he's not comfortable doing it. I'm prepared myself for him to, and he just won't do it.
You've prepared yourself.
Isn't that kind of a deal breaker for you?
Hold on a second. I got 1,000 questions. Yeah. How does the preparation for that
douching,
go?
Douching, she means.
Talking about douching?
Yeah.
Do you have to say douche twice?
And what?
Douching, douching. Yeah,
definitely douching. Definitely douche.
Triple douche. Two D's. Definitely D's. So you prepared and everything.
Yeah.
It's a funny little thing to slide in there about the preparation. So now you got this freshly douched crotch and nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Okay.
But even if I've masturbated and I still can't get myself to.
All right, but hold on. I'm not done with him. How old is he?
He's 27.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is he a certain religion or is there a cultural thing going
special.
On?
Mm-mm.
What's his ethnicity?
He is Mexican.
Aha! Well, he's just lazy. He doesn't want to get down there.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, he's a bum.
Really?
So now, Michelle, what's up with you? Are you a big gal? Are you missing a tooth? What's going on?
Why do you put up with this?
If Michelle is a nice, hot piece of ass, there's no way this guy's given the, I don't do that, and there's no way she's putting up with it. There's something up. Somebody beat her down. Someone made her feel bad about herself. This is also that sort of fat girl in high school syndrome.
Mm.
You know, you're ugly, no one else will have you. This is what happens. Low self-esteem. Or maybe daddy crapped on her. Go ahead.
No, I think you'd be amazed, Michelle, it's Leslie again, about how many women don't feel entitled to that until they're in their late 20s or early 30s. I don't think it's uncommon at all, but I would tell you, it's so much better on the other side. Get a new guy!
Yeah. Easy, girl.
Leslie, relax.
Hey, remember you're from Canada.
Yeah,
calm down.
I had a few beers before I came in tonight, guys. It's easier. Sorry. It's come on. It's 10:30.
True. Just crack the door.
I'm heading out the back.
I don't feel
here.
Comfortable. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah.
I got to get a little more information about this guy. I want to know about you. Where's your dad?
He's around. My parents are divorced,
What's his deal?
An alcoholic? Did he beat on you, call you fat? What did he do?
No, I'm not fat.
What did he do?
Yeah, but
what did he do? What did he do, your dad? Make you feel bad?
No, normal family. My parents divorced when I was 8. He remarried and we were fine.
You talk to him? You love him?
I do,
You do? He's never raised a hand to you?
Never.
You've never been molested or abused in any way?
No, I'm normal. That's why I want to know why.
Everything is good. Everything is good. And you got this guy? You got this guy who won't do this for you?
Yeah, he's a bum.
What's he do for a living?
Nothing.
Well,
seriously?
Yeah.
Well, you're 24, you're slender, you're attractive, and you're with this Mexican bum who doesn't want to work or go down on you? What's wrong with you? What happened to you? I don't believe this. There's something missing in this story.
You're leaving out some history here.
What happened to your self-esteem?
Nothing. I tend to pick up people's slack, like want to take care of people.
Yeah. You know,
who is it? Someone must have been an alcoholic in your family.
Yeah,
no alcoholics. I have a very normal family.
Was your mom a nurse?
No.
What did your dad do for a living?
A plumber.
Aha! I don't know.
Never.
All right. Well, listen. Okay. Then you have no excuse.
He never had a back problem. Took pain meds.
No. I want to have orgasms.
I'm talking about your dad, you goofball.
What was this?
Listen. Dump this guy. Would you then? You have no excuse. Your dad loved you, took care of you. There's no alcoholism, no substance abuse. Nobody raped you or molested you. Nobody physically beat you or harmed you. Then what's wrong with you? You dumped this idiot. Do you hear me?
That's it.
Well, listen, you got. Here, I'm going to give you two choices. You're either lying to us about something in your past, or you're then you're incredibly stupid. Which is it?
I'll go with two.
You're going with stupid.
Yeah.
All right. So that's fine. You're stupid, but I'm smart, and I'm telling you to break up with this guy. So you listen to me. All right?
Yes.
All right. Break up. Thank you. There you go. Listen, all you stupid people got to do is listen to smart people. If you think about it, they'll point you in the right direction. Let them fly the plane. Let them work out the taxes. Let them tell you what to do socially. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's been your way of going through life, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, I know when somebody knows more about me than something.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare. But I find that person and I listen to them. It's fine. What's wrong with that?
It's good.
All right. Listen, you're stupid. Realize you're stupid and start listening to smart people. No problem. Leslie Hope is our guest tonight. She is from 24 Fox. Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Jeez, I learned something during that commercial break.
What, Drew?
That old houses are built like crap.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Well, Adam's old house is built like crap.
Well, but you should see, it looks like a tank. I thought it was built like, I mean, I remember what he had to go through to pull the walls in and stuff.
Yeah.
It was so hefty. I mean, it was so dense.
No. Let me say this. Leslie Hope, by the way, is our guest tonight from 24. She is Kiefer Sutherland's wife, by the way, in this. She's very lovely. She's fetching with that. She's the kind of, and she's hot, and you feel good about bringing her home, too. No one's rolling their eyes. They're like, oh, anyway. Oh, she's Canadian, yeah. She's hanging out with them indigenous tribes. She's cool. Tuesday nights on Fox. Let me say this about old stuff. I just want to finish this thought, Drew. Oh, yeah, my old house, I got a house from 1923. They built that like crap. Huh. Like crap. They didn't have any, it was undersized headers. They didn't use any header material in the whole thing, any good sized beams. It wasn't engineered very well. It's crap. Huh. Not all old is not good. We glorify it, but it's not that great.
Huh.
It just isn't. I mean, some stuff architecturally is a lot better, but in terms of the quality of building and stuff like that, places are a lot stronger, a lot better now.
It needs to be reinforced for earthquakes and stuff.
Yeah, this place was a dump. I was going through this place, I was getting angry at the dead people, the now dead people who had built it in 1923. But those guys were just uneducated idiots too. Same as the people are now.
Yeah.
You know, but now we have building codes. All right, so don't glorify the past, everybody.
But you hate the building codes, too, though.
Yeah, I do.
Right,
yeah.
Just to clarify.
Let's keep it straight. Okay. Nikki? Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. Nikki? No,
yeah.
Listen, I know what I'm doing. I don't need building codes. It's the other people.
Right.
They need to protect them from them.
Yeah.
Not me. I need to be left alone. Nikki, you're 28.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, hold on a second. How dare you, Drew? I had a guy... An inspector told me I had to enlarge my bathroom door to 32 inches so I could get a handicap, so I could get a wheelchair through there.
In your own house?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd torn it apart to the point where they were coming in and now telling me what I could and couldn't do. And my house has about 85 stairs from the street to the door.
I mean, so you can barely scale these things.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm drunk, I have to sleep on the lawn because I can't make it up there. I usually sober up about 4 in the morning when the sprinklers come on, and then I can make it up the stairs.
And there's no other way to get to this house. You aren't going to this house with a wheelchair ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Impossible.
Impossible, yeah.
Impossible.
Did you explain this to the building inspector?
Oh, well, I knew because of my...
In a gracious and lovely way?
Because of my old... No. I knew because of my old days that it was 32 because of the wheelchair code, because I used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept saying it had to open to 32. And I said, why?
Right.
And eventually said, for a wheelchair. And I said, get serious. And then he got mad that I called him on it.
Right.
But I just basically hammered him until he wouldn't do it. But listen, these guys are horrible, horrible people. and the man is a horrible, horrible guy. And you don't need him running your life. These guys come into your house and tell you what to do. I got a $1,500 dishwasher that requires no air gap, does not need a breather thing. It's made not to use one. And they said, put an air gap in, because that's what the code says. And I said, yes, but the manufacturer doesn't want one on this. Nope, that's what the code says. You got to put one in. So they forced me to put one in, even though the manufacturer of this dishwasher does not require an air gap. They've gone past it from a technological standpoint. No, you must put it in because of the, I almost used the S word. They're the goddamn Gestapo who comes in your house and orders you around. And you get to pay them for it. All right. I could do five shows on this one night. Don't get me fired up.
Nikki?
Yeah.
You're 28.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm sorry. I have no idea what that had to do with anything on Low Line, so okay.
Oh, boy.
Keep talking, baby. Keep talking. Debbie?
Yeah, this is Debbie.
You're 19. What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I'm 19. First, before I say anything else, Adam, I want to say that I have your name written all over my shoes.
Thank you.
That's how to get on the air.
Now we're going to talk to you.
You are the main man,
that's
mayonnaise.
Right. Thank you.
Don't go too
thank
far
you.
With this. Let's go. You're fine. Go ahead, my dear.
Take all the time you need.
Well, I've been listening to the show since I was 13 years old. Every night I've fallen asleep to the show, often late for school because I stayed up late listening to your show.
Thank you. But now it's bordering on excess, so go ahead.
Well, today I'm 19, and I'm sitting in a treatment center in Portland.
Great. Good times.
Better than where I was 3 weeks ago, right?
Which was where?
Which was in my car.
That is better.
Yeah. So, that's an improvement. At least I get 3 squares a day here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a question for you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I took half a sheet of acid at once, and I continued to use it excessively, throughout my late teen years as I went to the rave party scene and did the whole ecstasy acid thing because that's what you do.
Wait a minute, you said a sheet of acid.
Yeah, half a sheet, 50 hits.
Oh, I was going to say, so there's 100 tabs in a sheet?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's 100 tabs.
See, Drew, you can't gloss over half a sheet.
No, I wondered what
50 tabs.
I figured it was...
That's crazy.
Three tabs.
Were you using...
It's what?
Three tabs for $10.
Huh. I don't care about the price. I'm just saying you did 50... hits of acid in one time.
Yeah, it was kind of an accident.
The last guy I saw a patient do that, he took a whole sheet, took 100 hits, and he ended up with normal pressure hydrocephalus. His brain literally clogged up, the fluid clogged up, and the brain started swelling. It was a disaster.
Yeah, since I've been here in treatment, I've learned a lot about, the long-term effects, but something they haven't been able to tell me is the possible long-term effects if I ever choose to have children. Now, I've heard a lot of rumors saying that acid use during pregnancy causes ADHD, but, they say everything causes ADHD.
But that's during pregnancy.
Yeah, so I was wondering if there's any possible long-term effects, from my use, of it since when I was a kid to...
No, no.
Well, you can't pass anything along that you've done to yourself,
right.
Just like you couldn't pass a... amputated finger along.
Right, you can't pass along acquired problems. So some people do worry that somehow maybe chromosomes get damaged. For instance, there's some evidence that pot smoking, even a month before, can affect orthopedic or increase the probability of limb abnormalities in children if the father is smoking. But that's not been well proven. It's not a likely thing. The fact is, you're not going to really pass anything along that you've done to your brain. And really, that's the issue here, what you did to your brain.
All right,
are you on medication now?
Actually, I'm not. I'm doing very well.
Just be careful. In my experience, people that do that need pharmacology to support their brain chemistry.
Okay.
And in fact... I've had best success with a medication called Cerazone because it doesn't need the serotonin cells there to be supported. It actually goes right to the receptor sites for serotonin and works pretty well for those people who've had a big dropout in the serotonin cells.
Right, hey, Debbie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to cut you short, but I got to get back to talking about this grade beam I had to pour for my garage. And the number of hold downs the inspectors made me put down, along with the Sherwall and the nailing schedule for that. All right.
Debbie, I'm an electrician, and he loves listening to your show because he says that you are you're his favorite guy.
Debbie, I love your whole family, and
Debbie,
I have to come over there for Thanksgiving.
Debbie, get your sponsor, right?
Yeah, I have a sponsor.
Go to Sober Living.
Yep, I'm actually moving into an Oxford house down here.
Beautiful.
All right, baby.
Do your steps.
Good times, baby.
It's very simple.
All right, thanks, guys. I love you. Love you.
That's a good person.
Yeah. Because she likes you?
I think it was the sheet that caused... No. Are you talking about Nikki over here?
Go back to Nikki.
No, I didn't like her offhanded remarks about...
give her a chance.
I don't
First
know.
Kimberly.
It sets a very dangerous example.
First Kimberly.
All right, then we'll get back to Nikki. Kimberly?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I gave my boyfriend oral sex about a week ago.
A week ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
and I swallowed, and ever since then, my throat has been burning.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
No.
Like, anytime I try and drink anything, I'm so serious. Like, anytime I try and drink anything, it hurts.
Well,
like what? Do you drink something besides semen now?
Look, you
funny,
can,
Adam.
All right.
You can
that
get,
was funny.
Listen, you can get a virus, right? You can his body fluid. You're being trans, like if he had a flu or something, or cold. You can get chlamydia. You can get gonorrhea. You can get all the usual sexually transmitted diseases. And when we do, it causes a sore throat.
So what about just velocity from which the back of the throat may be
I know, hit by I know that's a concern of yours, Adam.
No, not mine. Mine comes out like magma. That, I mean, not you know before the volcano blows, it stuff just starts
right,
dripping out of there.
Yes, yeah, the hard pack.
It starts
stuff.
To harden before, yeah. before it gets to the ocean.
But it's never
which
happened
is a toilet.
Before.
All right. Well, I don't know, Drew. What should she do?
You've got to see someone. It could be an infection. I mean, it could
be
an
STD. When you look down in your throat, does it look red or inflamed?
I haven't even looked.
She doesn't know.
Who should I see?
Any doctor.
I mean,
can
who
do.
Would you see? A doctor?
Any
or?
Doctor can take care of this. Not an.
No, you got to go to a porn star.
Yeah, it's not an uncommon problem.
Wait a minute. You can't see in your throat. You can't see if it's red or inflamed.
People don't look at that.
Well, of course my throat's red. I mean.
Ooh. Hold on a second. I'm wondering about. I think this is bogus now.
I was
it's
sort of,
not bogus.
Yeah, now it's bogus. Now it's bogus.
Look, I just wanted an answer.
Yeah, now it's really bogus.
What
it's super duper bogus.
I believe it's not bogus.
You're like in the bogus quicksand, and each time you move around, you sink a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Just please tell us this is bogus so we can move on.
It's seriously not, though.
Well, I gave you an answer, right?
Okay, and I appreciate it.
All right, baby. You sound thankful.
What is all the hostility about? We're just trying to help you here.
Oh, she's a good-looking chick who's not used to anyone calling her on anything, right?
Well, thank you.
All right,
STD.
Baby.
STD.
All right, bye.
Don't
gotta,
call the show anymore, please.
You got to be seen tomorrow. It could be an STD.
Oh, who cares? Oh, look, here's the problem with being nice to everybody. You end up being nice to people like Kimberly or a pain in the ass. Don't you want to be abusive to people should be abusive to? Do you know what I'm saying?
But sometimes they've been abused, and that's why they bring that on.
No, Kimberly's all right. She's a good-looking young chick who's got a little, she's a little short on time. So know what kind of doctor see. But, Drew, why do you shoot down the look in your throat? You get a sore throat, you open your mouth, you can see that it's red back there.
A lot of people don't know how to do that. Believe me, they don't know what they're looking at. They don't even know where their throat is. They'd say, what are you talking about? Is that thing hanging down the middle? Is that what's supposed to be red? Seriously, Adam, I deal with this all the time.
Yeah, look, you deal with 79-year-old Jews who are in 12 states of dementia who don't know where they are. That's who you deal with.
Or people come in and go, I've got white spots all over. They don't know what they're looking at. It's just
really?
Debris. It's food caught in the tonsillar.
Why are they
crypts.
Going? Leave Drew alone, everybody. Right?
Yeah, thanks.
Talk to Dr. Marcel today, Drew's true swinging buddy.
How's he doing?
Dr. Marcel is a plastic surgeon.
Why are you talking to him?
And, I'll get into that during the commercial.
Okay.
But plastic surgeons are, well, actually called me, but plastic surgeons, as I've often said, are the pimps of the doctor world. Oh, yeah. He had himself a little vacation fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I won't talk about it on the air, but I'll tell Drew, get a good kick out of it. Leslie Hope is our guest, 24 Tuesday nights, Fox. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leslie Hope is our guest tonight. She's from 24. That is on Fox. That is tomorrow night. That is at 9 o'clock. And I would say 24 and probably 6 Feet Under are the two shows, new shows
yeah.
that I've heard the most.
Yeah.
You got to see this show. This is a great show. I just heard
neither of which have you seen, of course.
You haven't seen 6 Feet Under either?
No.
No,
I haven't. No. In a way, I almost feel like now that everyone has told me
you can't
that
the
show is good, I don't feel like I've been able to discover it now.
Right.
It's not my show.
You can only be let down.
Jumping on the bandwagon and, yeah.
Right.
Just have these shows that you will like, they would like.
Well, I heard I heard an interview, I think, with one of the producers of the show over the weekend. I can't remember where. Maybe it was on public radio or something, mm-hmm. or 24. And he was saying that the show was on the bubble, and they weren't sure.
Wow.
And they weren't sure. They were also talking about screwing with the format, getting rid of the 24 format. But that was the whole idea of the show for him.
48 for next season?
72, they're going. They're going Monday through Wednesday. But the point is it seems like good prevails usually in these situations.
You mean that our show is going to get picked up?
Yeah, I mean, the buzz, it's been so positive that it just seems like a matter of time before the show becomes a commercial success.
Well, it hasn't been doing poorly commercially,
I think
you have to trace it back to, you know, that it's owned by a guy, Rupert Murdoch, and he's going to be the guy to make the decision if the show is going to make the right amount of money for him, period.
Critical success.
I mean, he's a businessman. That's true. But as a businessman, he has X amount invested already into the show with the potential of a much bigger payday, perhaps. And maybe this was the upstart money in the groundwork while the company was breaking even for its first year in business. And they're ready to launch that product and really go crazy.
That. We find out on Thursday.
Now, he probably doesn't know what the show is. He's probably smoking opium with, like, 10 geisha hookers in his hot tub right now. He's at 24, huh?
Yeah.
What's that? Drew, well, now, what are you saying?
This, the whole critical acclaim thing made me think of this spring film showcase, Saturday, May 18th. Anderson's filmic debut.
Engineer Anderson is going to debut his film?
Yeah.
All right, and this is where?
At the Carpenter Performing Arts Center, Long Beach.
Long Beach. You got a number?
Orange, California.
Yeah, call 562-985-7000 because the number's on there. It's wrong.
985-7000?
Yeah, 562. Yeah.
All right.
And Drew's in it.
So now what?
And he's good. And you're quoted, but then that part got cut off.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, Adam has a way of getting cut out of films.
I certainly do. Nikki?
Yeah.
But there will be a director's cut with Anderson talking directly to you.
That's right. What's up there, Nikki? You're 28.
Okay, I've never had an orgasm with another person through actual intercourse. I can do it by myself, but only through clit stimulation. I was raped anally 10 years ago, but recently with my boyfriend, I've started having anal sex, and that has been the closest I've ever been to having one with a person.
Mm. Well, it's an interesting thing the human does, and it usually is a result of earlier kinds of trauma, but it certainly can get incorporated later, where things that are sort of overwhelming and induce powerlessness and are so arousing in an awful and traumatic way become somehow wired into the circuitry that you need for normal arousal. That does happen.
And who raped you?
There was a guy I was seeing. I had had sex with him before, but I wasn't into anal sex, so I said no, and he didn't listen.
What happened before that?
Yeah, you've been raped before, or there have been abused.
No, that
someone.
Was the first time.
But
he was the second person I had sex with. I was only 18.
Well, 18 is not old, but it's, by Loveline standards, not...
Again, for a guy to be able to pull that off, and you're already a pretty good victim. Nobody ever physically abused you?
No.
The
way he had me, there was no way for me to get away. I screamed. I tried to get away.
You weren't paralyzed by fear or anything like that?
No, because I had been... I was seeing him for at least 4 months, and we had been together before.
What position? Reverse cowgirl?
Yeah.
No,
what is that?
Oh, come on.
Round the outside?
Leslie, don't play coy.
What is that?
What do they call it in Canada? They must call it something else.
I don't know. Drunk what? What is it? What's reverse cowgirl?
I have no idea.
What's cowgirl?
What's cowgirl?
Hold on. Drew, lay down on the couch.
Okay, here we are. Yeah.
Come on, mount up. No, it's on top, facing the other way.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking up. That makes sense, all right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Nikki? Not Leslie.
Yeah.
Nikki, what position were you in?
It was doggy style. I was on the bottom.
He just...
No, I know. You didn't have a strap on. You weren't giving it to him.
Don't we learn that last?
All right, hold on. Okay, baby. So this is something that gets you close.
Right.
There's pieces missing here.
Yeah.
Another thing I was worried about is it... Could it have been that I have... I've heard that if you masturbate too much, you can't do it.
Well, if you use like overstimulating instruments like vibrators and things like that.
Use like a paint can shaker or
you're
something.
Right, yeah, then you're going to desensitize things, but that's it.
No?
Okay, no.
All right,
no.
And you can have an orgasm through oral sex, did you say?
Yeah, I have once.
Okay, well, maybe this is what this guy should focus on.
Right.
All right?
Yeah, maybe she needs these highly arousing experiences. Oftentimes when people need that kind of arousal that is a remnant of trauma, they feel like guilt and shame and confusion about it.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Hey, Nikki, what'd you do after the guy raped you?
Did you report it?
No, I didn't because I didn't think anybody would believe me because I had been with him before.
And what'd you do then?
I needed stitches, like 2 stitches.
Oh, my God.
I actually got something that I'll never forget him by. He actually gave me an STD.
What?
And I had warts.
Anal warts.
So ever since then, I've had abnormal pap smear.
Did you break up with him?
Yeah, I
F word.
Yep.
I know it sounds like a stupid question, but we got a lot of people call this show after that kind of stuff goes on. Like, we'll be together for another 9 months, and then we broke up.
I think we should talk to Nikki a little more.
No, I'm done with her, but there's stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting the...
Leslie,
the alcohol is invited.
No, I farted.
Too.
I farted. Oh. That's what that was. Leslie Hope is our guest from 24, Tuesday nights, Fox, 9 o'clock. Take a quick break. Be right back. Hey, everybody. Quiet. Leslie Hope is our guest. We told you not to talk. Leslie Hope is our guest tonight. She's from 24, which is on Fox, and that is on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. And here's the deal with that show. By all accounts, an amazing show.
But you don't watch it.
No, but really, my plate, I don't, okay, here's, I don't want to talk about this. Here's
my
thing.
Shows like that anyway.
Here's my thing.
I watch
no drama.
Right.
No drama. The only thing I watch is like 60 Minutes and then car shows and like news magazines.
BattleBots.
Some weird stuff, but I watch no drama.
You watch these infomercials 3 or 4 hours at a time.
Do you? I like those too.
Very interesting.
You ever watch any daytime TV?
You just flick the TiVo on during that 3 hour interval and just play, you know.
Let me ask this about this TiVo for a second. And here's
how does it work? Is that what you know?
No, here's what I want to know. And please, if anyone can explain this to me, and then I'll stop indulging myself. But the TiVo is this computer you hook up to your TV, and it's great. I enjoy it. And what it does is you record a certain amount of shows a day. But if there's space left over, the TiVo will record things for you. It'll say, well, this guy's got an extra hour of programming today.
It watches how you watch TV and it'll start picking up stuff.
It monitors.
So what's it picking for you?
Well, this is the interesting part.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is the question. This is what I need to know about not only TiVo, but how this model pertains to life.
Okay.
So I have this TiVo for a year.
Right.
Okay. And I watch. I have my stuff picked out, and it's all about the tough man competition. It's Friday night fights. It's all boxing, cars, and then like 2020 and documentaries and 60 Minutes. That's all the thing is, okay?
Until?
Now, I checked the other day just for kicks to see what it has been recording for me. I have 5 MASH episodes. It records...
You know,
constant MASH episode.
You must have pushed a green thumbs up 3 times by accident.
No, I did not.
How
no.
do you know? You just sat on it or something and got the bing, bing, bing while you were going by, and that's it.
No. But here's the deal. I have never TiVo'd a MASH episode. Never. Not one goddamn MASH episode. Don't give me the 3-button thing. I've given the 3 buttons up, the 3 thumbs up to other shows that it does not record. I've never recorded a MASH episode in 1 year, and I've never sat there and watched a MASH episode. Why MASH? I think a lot of it is because that's what it TiVo'd last time. It's like, it's on a MASH roll.
Right.
Or maybe one of the producers has secretly implanted a chip into this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, but can't anything work? Really? You got to get nothing but episodes of a show I've never TiVo'd on this device, and that's the only thing that it's magically TiVo'd for me is MASH episodes. How does that work? Can anyone explain that to me? I'm being mocked. Am I not?
Yes, you're being mocked.
I think
I literally record like 30 car shows a week, but there's not one car show on that thing. It's all MASH. All MASH all the time. I got 25 MASH episodes waiting for me.
Ugh.
That preachy Alan Alden. Especially when he gets serious at the end, talking about how crappy war is. Please. It's a good thing, that war. Colin?
Nenache.
Nenayahi.
Good times.
Yeah, good times there, Colin. 25, what's up?
What's the deal with Anderson and the Drops? Because the show is really boring now.
Oh, our program director from Los Angeles told him to stop it. He tells him to stop it like once every 6 months, and then Anderson slowly starts working him back in.
And then he gets a little too mean, and they cut him off again?
Well, then Anderson gets a little finger happy and does too many of them, and then the program director wants to know what's wrong with the show, and he always blames Anderson and his
You're
drops.
Gay.
You're fat.
I miss him, too.
Well, get him going again.
Yeah, I know. I just you know, here's the deal. I don't want to talk to the guy. I don't want to argue with him, you know?
I didn't even know you guys had upper management there. You never hear any kind of oversight.
We don't. Here's what happens. Once a year, maybe twice a year, and I worry about talking about this stuff on the air because I don't want to have one of these meetings tomorrow. But
oh, you better plan on it.
Here's what happens to this show. This show kind of runs itself. Doesn't run itself well. It just runs itself well enough. And all the management, everyone goes to bed at like 9:30, or they watch 24. They do whatever. They don't listen to the show, so no one really knows what's going on. But then once a year, somebody decides, look, we got to do something.
Because no, they listen. They go, holy crap.
Yeah, they listen. They listen, and they go, oh, my God, Adam's telling another home improvement story. This has got to end. So then they call us in, and we have a meeting about what we're going to do, and I say, look, you're right. Yeah, and then we go back to what we're doing.
He goes, you're right. We need more bowling pins in the ass. You're right.
Yeah, more bowling pin in the ass questions, right. And stop talking so much, which is usually my note. So... And then they say, tell Anderson to quit playing all those drops, so Anderson does that, and then that lasts a few weeks, and he starts trickling them back in.
Okay.
So listen, Anderson, go ahead and play them sparingly. Play the top 10.
Hey, Adam, do you guys have that bit with you on guitar and Drew on bass?
That bit.
Yeah. But look, you're really gonna get me hauled into a meeting tomorrow, do you understand?
You gotta do it for the listeners, Adam.
Yeah, I know, but here's the problem with you listeners. You know, half of you say, you know, do this, and the other half say do that. And the management listens to the half that says do that while I'm doing this. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, you're an incredibly wealthy man, so.
Yeah, I'm literally a millionaire,
yeah,
literally.
You can do whatever you need to.
Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy.
Good
Wait,
time.
Do you have a question?
No.
Okay, buddy.
Later.
Thanks for the input.
All right. That was rough.
Well, listen, there...
What's the bit he's talking about? What's the guitar bass thing?
Oh, that was a discerning man there. John Popper from Blues Traveler was in here at some point a few years ago, and we got into a little jam session with him.
There it is.
Drew on bass guitar, me on electric guitar.
Well, I played the keyboard.
Not on this one. I played the keyboard on another one.
This is you guys?
Yeah, could be. And then there was John Popper playing the harp.
Drew's making the funniest face right now.
That's John, yeah. Yeah. That's us, us jamming.
Mm-hmm.
We've been known to do that. Hey, if you brought your axe in, we'd be jamming right now.
Sorry, I left it with my entourage outside.
John?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah, that's right.
What's up?
Nothing. It's great to talk to you guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Tickled pink, buddy. What's
up?
I
love you, Adam. You're funny.
All right, John. What's going on there, buddy?
Anyway, every time I have sex or get a BJ, the girl can't make me come. I mean, I have to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. You have to finish yourself?
Yeah.
That's like the Weezer's comment about sex. Right?
No, that's not the Weezer's comment.
Oh, who was that?
That's Snake's comment.
Snake.
I mean, sex is good, it's just not the real thing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you circumcised or uncircumcised?
Un? Yeah.
What difference does that make?
I'm telling you,
you're just trying to buy time while you figure this out.
No, there's a different action to the penis when you're uncircumcised.
Yeah, it's totally like that.
You know a little too much.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Well, here's what I'm saying. I'm going to lighten Drew. the so-called doctor that I've never actually seen any credentials.
The hell you have? You sat in the room with the diplomas all around the world.
Well, look, those can be made up on any computer these days. All right, so here's the deal. Drew, let me use your arm. Hold on, John. Okay, put your arm up. Okay, Drew's got his elbow sitting down on the console, and I'll make a fist. That's the head of your penis. Okay, now Drew's got a long sleeve. Drew's got a sweatshirt on. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Give me some more sleeve slack here.
Over my fist.
Yeah. Okay.
Over
all
the
right.
fist. Yeah.
All right. So now this represents the erect, uncircumcised,
barely
penis.
Peeking out of the prepuce.
Right.
No, it comes down further than that.
Well, sometimes does. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm pulling it down about halfway over the fist. All right.
People don't believe that you're actually doing this.
It's true. He's actually doing it.
Leslie knows because three of the indigenous tribe members over there, and they were like they're cut
they
like this.
They don't actually wear any clothes.
Oh, they don't.
No.
So you get an idea.
Yeah,
a lot of guys have erections. So.
No, they got them all tied up with a piece of string right around their waist. So
they tie the penis back
up to get it out of the way, so it's not flopping around. No, they flop around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I took you off track. Well, let's go back to Drew's arm.
Letting your
penis.
Nuts hang.
Yeah.
Okay.
The nuts moving is the.
We got to get into that later.
Okay.
All right. So now here's the problem. When the guy's masturbating, Drew, he's grabbing the skin, which would represent your sleeve, and moving it up and down on the forearm.
Yeah.
You must see this to believe this.
Yeah. All right. But he's not moving the forearm. He's moving the sleeve over the forearm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Now, when you're circumcised and the head is out like that, the hand moves over the skin, but the skin doesn't move on it. The hand slides on the skin.
Gotcha.
You use lube and whatever. Now, when you're having intercourse, that's what it simulates.
Right.
But when the circumcised guy's having intercourse, he doesn't get this. He's getting the slide, and it's screwing him up.
I see. It's a different sensation. Fascinating.
So the sensation for circumcised guys when they're masturbating is the same is intercourse.
Oh,
but the sensation for uncircumcised guys when they're having intercourse is different than when they're masturbating.
Wow.
That's the difference. Thank you.
I should.
Oh, we did write a book, right? What?
We didn't
have
a chapter.
What is this
on
guy on? Five? Is this Nick? No.
This four.
Oh, okay. Hey, John?
Yep.
Right. Is that what's going on?
Mm-hmm, pretty much.
It's like a different sensation than when you get alone, you grab onto that skin and you do it your own way.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
You're just going to have to work with that, buddy.
That sucks.
No, don't worry. There's many a million man on this planet who is uncircumcised who's been able to have an orgasm.
Getting oral sex, she also simulate that action?
Yeah. You could also sort of pull it down so it's sort of taut, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like pull get the extra skin, pop the head out, and pull it tight at the base and kind of hold it there. And then when you're getting the oral, it's going to help.
Yeah.
Leslie's nodding her head frantically.
The balloon over Leslie's head is,
saying,
oh, my God, what am I doing
No,
this
I'm just thinking
show?
practice. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, he
That's
practices a lot when he's alone.
No, but practice with her.
Leslie's thing is that this guy's creeped me out, but he's strangely compelling. I'm becoming more and more attracted to him as the night wears on. All right there, John.
Yeah, thank you.
You'll work it out. You get the same chick, you work it out. Drew, I'm going to need to use that forearm later. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Pablo. Pablo?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
All right. I've got a major problem here. My girlfriend wants me to basically get her juices flowing with her clothes on, and see, I don't have a problem with getting her clothes off, but I just don't. I'm kind of looking for pointers here. I mean, what am I gonna do? I mean, you know, if I can't go under the clothes, I can go on top of the clothes, but I'm.
Why does she need to do it with her clothes on?
I don't know. It's really weird. She wants to see what I can do. Is what she told me.
Well. Is she an experienced person?
No.
So she's just scared about getting undressed in front of you?
No, that's not it at all.
Has she been undressed in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
She has?
Mm-hmm.
Many times?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had sex?
Not yet.
What were you doing when you were naked?
Teasing, stuff like that.
And now she's saying, I'm going to leave my clothes on and let's see what you can do.
Mm-hmm, but later on in the night, that's when the clothes will come off.
I see. I see. Not really, but okay. Leslie, what can you do while the clothes are on?
I think you can do all sorts of things, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think you have a good feel around there.
Yeah, women like a nice rub.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I think she's just taking her time, that's what I think. I think she's just waiting a little bit longer for you guys to...
She's a very nibbly type person. She likes to use teeth.
Well, maybe you could bite her through those clothes.
All right, listen, Pablo, what do you want? What is she wearing? She wearing a skirt or cords?
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen. It's either
who cares?
It's either bogus or it's yes. Who cares or bogus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So. One or the other.
Right. So.
Listen, women can get very excited through the clothes.
Yeah.
You give them that what I call the karate chop. Five fingers of death, or
what does it you do exactly?
I get put my hand in that karate, you know, the karate chop.
Yeah,
and you just slide it in the crotch. You just start sawing, the sawing action.
Did you like smoke like four bong loads before you got here tonight?
What? No.
Is Leslie doing this to you?
What? I'm telling you how to excite
a woman.
You've
just been in a very interesting mood tonight.
Yeah, you know why?
Why?
Because I was tired. The last few nights I came in here and I thought to myself,
tonight you're going to bring
yeah,
it
yeah, stop doing crappy shows. Yeah. You're coming in too tired. You came in late the night before.
Yeah.
You know, last night I came
you're
in.
You're mad at yourself.
I came in like 45 seconds late.
Yeah.
I thought,
well, you're
start doing your job, I thought to myself.
You know what? That's nice. I'm glad you have renewed your commitment.
Thanks.
To the show, but
shut up.
But you're, pushing tonight. You're better the last three nights.
Oh, shut up. I suck the last
Drew,
three nights.
You're totally being a jerk right now.
Yeah. Try to come in. I thought,
no,
you know, they're paying you well. Start doing your job.
No, I noticed a positive difference.
No, I do too.
Thank you. I'm distracted with my other job.
No, I actually
I come in and start doing my
good.
Job.
I actually thought you were sort of inspired by Leslie.
I am.
Yeah.
He wasn't working my arm. He was working yours.
That's true.
I know. I'm sort of scared.
Nick?
You didn't have a sweater on.
Yeah.
Or a dickie.
Nick, you're 17.
Right.
What's up?
I have a question about alcoholism or being an alcoholic. I'm not really sure.
Well, how do you define alcoholism?
Well, I mean, I've heard you talk about the difference a few times. I'm kind of...
That's what I love about people trying to figure out. The two things people try to figure out about drugs and alcohol is, am I an alcoholic with no sense of what that is, no definition? And then, is alcoholism a disease with no definition of what a disease is? But alcoholism, let's just define it, is a biological disease with a genetic basis. You typically will see a family history in the vast majority of cases. The hallmark is progressive and ongoing use in the face of adverse consequence, health, finance, school, relations, or legal problems. Those are those areas where a consequence would be considered significant. And then the third component is denial. And that's it. You don't have to use every day. You don't have to get alcoholic liver disease. You don't have to vomit. You don't have to shake. But if you are using and having consequences, like you're only drinking once a week, but you're on your third DUI, that's probably... And by the way, Grandpa's an alcoholic. There you go. That's it.
Is that you, Nick?
I'm more of like a to-have-fun kind of drink. I do have a couple of relatives close to me that are alcoholics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you had any consequences?
Well, one of the things Drew didn't mention is that you're living in Bakersfield, which is one of the red flags for booze, too.
Luckily, I wasn't born here.
Well, yeah, but worse, you've chose to live there.
Ooh.
I didn't choose it.
Well, one of your drunken parents decided it would be a good idea to move to Bakersfield.
That's true, too.
Yeah, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we'd like to see you do. How you doing in high school? Not too good?
I started out really good, and then I kind of...
Right.
Do a little dive.
Right. That was the seventh grade, though. Now you're senior.
How'd you know that?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you've been a few years removed from good grades, Nick. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
So what's the plan, buddy? Are you a junior or senior now?
I'm a junior.
Me a junior.
Right.
How about seeing what you can do to get your grades going and get out of that godforsaken Bakersfield?
I also recently, maybe hard to believe, but I quit smoking weed about a month ago.
Well, that's why the alcohol's kicked in. What people do is when you're addicted to one compound, you try to stop. Your brain requires you to give it that same level of reward with another chemical, and you have to get going with that one to get the same level of reward.
All right.
So there you go. This is a marijuana addiction. It's alcoholism, and you've got to do something about it. It ain't going to stop.
Josh?
Yeah.
You're 16.
Yeah, what's up, Adam?
What's up, buddy?
I think you're damn funny.
You stoned?
No.
Okay, thanks, buddy.
I just had a question for Leslie.
Here she is.
Yeah, what's up?
I love the show 24. I've seen every episode so far.
Thank you.
And I just wondering if you could give away anything about like the last two episodes.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I can tell you. You know what I can tell you is tomorrow night, Tuesday night, the mole will be revealed.
Nice.
Yeah. The mole on the inside, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's all I can tell you, though. And I can also say that we actually aren't entirely sure how the show is going to end the week after that. We shot a couple of different endings.
Wow.
And we don't know what they're
thinking. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you shoot a couple different endings so that the cast wouldn't... So
I
that there would be no leaks, or how does that work?
I don't think it's so much for that as they were really legitimately trying to figure the best way to play it out.
So they wanted to basically cover themselves.
Yeah.
And they wanted to hold on, Josh,
picked up
for enough is getting picked up
or not.
Right.
Yeah,
if everyone should just
explode. Dial off, yeah.
Right.
Is there one that's like your favorite one, or?
Yes, there is, but I...
it's yet to come.
I can't tell you what it is, but I suspect that's what they're going with.
Ooh, you mean it's the ending on the...
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, there's one.
There's one that is my favorite that I'm hoping is the ending they're going to go with. I think it is, actually.
Do you have a favorite episode other than that?
Oh, sorry, a favorite episode?
I don't know if that's what he was asking or not.
That too, sure.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, I liked actually 5-6 with Kiefer in the hospital. I don't know if you remember that.
Uh-huh.
And when I'm finding out that Alan York's the bad guy. And I really enjoyed working with Sarah when I find out that she's been screwing my husband.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's Kiefer? Is he nutty?
He's wonderful.
He's a little nutty. He's nutty. See that long beat there?
Shut up.
You know what I always like? I like when the actors have to talk about the other actors, and they're like...
they work hard.
No. You know what?
Kiefer's great. You got to understand Kiefer.
He's fantastic.
Is he?
He's absolutely fantastic.
Right.
He's become a great friend of mine.
Okay,
so it's not a simple answer. Babe.
Okay. All right. So
the guy from Charmed talking about his...
We had the poor sap in here on Charmed who has to work with those three crazy bitches on Charmed. And he's working with, like, Rose McGowan and Alyssa Milano and whoever else. I'm sure they're all dynamite ladies, but, like, I was like, how's it working with the ladies? He's like... Well, they carry the show, so they have
work hard,
amount of responsibility.
That's not our case at all. He's awesome. Kiefer's awesome.
Okay, all right. I just love that because I knew they were all going to be colossal pains in the ass to work with. And even if they're not, I'm not even saying that all three of them are bad people. I'm just saying you get three hot looking chicks, young chicks, you put them together,
trouble.
There's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
Remember what he said? He goes, well. They run the show. They work hard. It's about them, so they're under the gun. They run things.
People, here's the deal. Here's what I found with actors in terms of critiquing their fellow actors mm-hmm. who they work with. If the praise is not over the top glowing, then it's bad. I mean, if they would say what would sound like a, and this is why it has to be over the top, because realistic answers such as
for like a dear friend. If you said dear friend, we would have thought, oh, but you said great friend.
No, well,
said great
well, here's what I'm saying. Actors over the, and I know you don't like actors either. They're so full of BS that the BS bar has been raised. So meaning. It's at the point now where if you said, how do you like your coworker?
Right.
And they said, he keeps to himself, but he's, you know, I get along fine with him. Seems like a decent enough guy, but we don't hang out that much. That would be like, oh, my God, you guys got into a fist fight and you're being nice.
Right.
So you can't do that. So you have to say, oh, he's a great guy. He really lightens up the set and he's a total pro. And I love him. He's a dear, dear friend. That now just means you tolerate the guy. Then if you really do like the guy, it's like, oh, my God. You have to go way, way over the top. It's all been blown out of proportion because people read bad into everything, right?
Yeah.
So now you're
like letters of recommendation. You have to learn the code.
Right. So Kiefer, dear, dear friend, or dear, dear, dear friend, or dear friend?
Make it the most so that you believe that it's true that I really like him.
And you really like him.
Yeah.
All right, so he's a good guy.
Awesome.
Okay. I always, you know, I never met him, never heard anything really bad about him. Always got the impression he was kind of nutty, but not necessarily in a bad way.
What do you mean, like, nutty?
Like David Arquette nutty?
No, David Arquette is
doesn't he wear dresses?
Block the drawer, door, Drew. I don't want to.
David Arquette shows up whenever we talk about.
Does he?
Hold the door. No, David Arquette is sketchy nutty. I'm talking more Val Kilmer nutty.
No. Kiefer's Canadian.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, then he's good people.
Yeah.
He's good people.
Canadian.
Wait, Donald Sutherland is Canadian too.
His mother's Canadian as well. Shirley Douglas.
How much time did Donald Sutherland spend in Canada when
he was born in Nova Scotia? Thanks very much.
No, but I mean, when as an adult, that he could have raised a kid in Canada. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Anyway,
Canadian blood.
Yeah.
They got ice in the veins. We'll take a little break and we'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew. That's my theme song playing in the background. That's a song that plays when I enter the hot, trendy night spots in L.A.
Is that right?
Yeah. Walking in slow motion.
Yeah. That just seems a little surprising. Is that right? Because in her head, she hears something totally different. She hears this.
Yeah, all gums and Brillo coming in there, big hairy ass.
Yeah, that's like, is that right, huh? Interesting. Well, this is playing.
Yeah. May not be Leslie's cup of tea, but I think she's coming around.
You think? Well,
I think
we got a half hour left.
The show went to about 5, 6 a.m. She'd eventually fall asleep and I could cop a feel. Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I'm not your cup of tea. You like those so-called artsy guys, right?
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I know what you like.
Uh-huh.
But those guys are posers.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're scared. They're insecure, so they got to don the beret.
Right.
And they got to wax on about paintings they don't get and poetry they don't understand.
And where should I be looking?
You should be looking for a real guy.
Like you think?
Yeah, guy likes to crack a domestic beer and strap on tool bags every once in a while and get the job done.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Secure enough with his masculinity.
I think she's a little more outdoorsy type than.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you go to the jungle with me?
Yeah, I'd go there.
Would you?
Which one? No.
No. Okay.
No, I don't know. Why? You mean you want to go like camping in the rainforest or something?
No, I mean, I'm actually going to China in a couple of weeks.
Can
do that?
No, those people make me nervous. Alicia?
Yes.
Now you're one of those people that you embrace life, and I couldn't be with
it. Adam embraces napping.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Hey, Alicia.
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I'm getting married in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still a virgin, so I was kind of just wondering what to expect.
How old is your boyfriend?
He's 23.
Is he a virgin too?
No.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. What to expect sexually? Are you a religious person?
I'm Catholic, yeah.
Why are you getting married so soon? You want to lose your virginity?
No, that's not why. I love him.
Huh. 19.
Yeesh.
Well, that's rough. All right. Oh, I keep belching up this garlic.
It's nice.
I apologize. Yeah. All right, go ahead. You're going to talk to her or you're just going to watch me belch?
Alicia, so you, how long have you been dating this guy?
I've been with him for about 2.5 years.
And how far have you guys gotten together?
Well, he's gone down on me, but I haven't gone down on him.
All right, and that go okay? Everything's okay with that?
Yeah, I was really nervous at first, but...
So what is it you're concerned about with this, with that?
Hey, I think she's nervous about pain and stuff, right?
Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
All right,
and
well.
what do I do?
No, just lay there.
Yeah, do not worry. Enjoy yourself. Even though,
like you're asleep. That's what my ladies do.
Even though it won't be a great experience first time, don't expect a lot out of it, I'd say.
What do you think, Leslie?
Take your time.
Yeah.
What do you mean, take your
time? Yeah, lube and communicate. Don't be afraid to say exactly what you like and don't like or what does or doesn't hurt. Guys, aim to please and direct him. You know, be like a traffic cop. Tell him what would work for you.
Well,
are you committed to waiting until you get... Well, it's 2 weeks you're getting married?
Yeah.
Might as well wait.
Yeah, right.
I say you get loaded and do it tomorrow.
I'm waiting a little bit more about him, actually.
Yeah. Then you get to hang out in hell with me and Leslie.
We'll be keeping a seat warm for you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And, listen, here's the thing. Don't weird yourself out about this too much. You understand?
The more nervous you are, the more it's going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to talk. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to break wind. I oftentimes do.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. He said that we didn't have to do it on our honeymoon.
Uh-oh.
If I wasn't ready.
Uh-oh. When would you be ready if you didn't do it then?
I don't know. I was just saying, I don't know. Would it be really bad if I didn't?
Yeah, it would get weird eventually.
By then, he may go from bi to gay.
Whoa.
From what?
Yeah. He may be on that trail right now. Oh, man. This is going to be a mess. I'm picturing, like, Sesame Street characters trying to get it on.
No.
It's going to be a disaster. Is this guy, have you ever seen his penis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have?
Yes.
I thought he performed oral on you.
He did, but...
You got to see his penis anyway?
Well, I've seen him before, naked, but...
You have. And he's been with a woman before?
Yeah.
Sure?
Allegedly.
I worry about that. I'm not sure if I trust that. He may be saying that.
Who was he, have a girlfriend before you or something?
Yeah.
One girlfriend.
And
a long?
He had one girlfriend?
Has he been...
Oh, yeah.
Has he been happy to wait for the past 2 years and not have sex with you?
He seems to be fine about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Hey, enjoy.
Okay.
Mazel tov.
But
I don't. Listen, we've been on her performance. Alicia, you'll be fine, baby. You just relax. It's one of these things everyone goes through. I don't know if it makes it any easier to discuss it. It's not going to be as big a deal as you're making it out to be in your head.
But the time to work on it would be when you're in your honeymoon, because then you go back to work, and then it can get weird.
And your body knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Your body knows. It's just like going number two, but in reverse. Your body knows. You see what I'm saying? You don't have to sit around and focus on taking a crap. It's just stuff comes out. Well, I mean, but look at it this way. Like, even when you're kissing, when you're doing your first kiss with the tongues and all that kind of stuff, your body sort of knows.
Mm.
It's not like you're licking the person's nostrils or anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, you didn't have what you call refined technique, but... Sexually, in terms of reproducing, and we are animals on this planet after all, your body sort of knows.
Yeah.
I know we've got ourselves freaked out with a lot of Cosmo articles and nail polish, but
right.
your body remembers that stuff. It's fine. She'll be fine. Worried about him a little bit, though.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, I mean, I can wait another couple of years if you want. Let's get married. Let's get settled in. Let's wait after we adopt a few kids before we...
That is wild.
Yeah? You worried about him at all?
Yeah.
Justin? Drew is a former passionate man. Cannot understand that.
Yeah.
Drew would be, you'd be in her during the ceremony, would you not? That's Drew's move. Passionate man. Yeah. All right. Are you high, buddy?
No, I don't smoke pot.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do a fine impression of someone who does. What's the question?
My question is, like, acting careers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get into one. I've been trying for a while now.
Yeah.
Or I guess I'm not really that much of a try. I kind of live in Idaho, which kind of sucks.
No, there's... Oh, yeah, you're right. That sucks.
Yeah, thanks.
No, it sucks.
Anyway.
Right.
I just wanted to ask you, like, how you got started out or how I could get started out or how you go about doing this.
Were you talking to Leslie or me?
Either one of you, you're both actors, aren't you?
Yeah, sort of.
I'm worried about you, Adam.
I get cut out of a lot of stuff. But, yeah, Leslie, how'd you get started? How would you tell a young actor to get started?
How old are you?
17.
17.
And there's not anything else you'd rather do?
Oh.
What?
There's not anything else that you'd rather do?
Well, this is, like, the thing that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not this, it's more like it's going to college and getting, like, a business degree or something, because I got to be proficient in something.
Right.
But acting is something that, like, I've taken it in high school, and it's just something I've been kind of good at, or actually I'm pretty good, really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you turn your radio down?
Here's the thing, is I live in Los Angeles, and I've lived here for almost 20 years, and the city is littered with people who are excellent actors who can't get a job.
Yeah.
So my experience has been that it's largely determined by luck and sticking it out. And I don't know really anybody that it's come easy for. If it does come easy for you, it doesn't stay easy.
Really?
So you have to have an overwhelming determination to want to do it above and beyond anything to even begin to think about it. And even then, I have to tell you, you know, I just turned 37 and I'm on a job now for the first time that I've thoroughly enjoyed from beginning to end. And that's actually been sort of recognized a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's the first time ever. I mean, I've certainly done jobs that I liked or worked with really great people before, but where it all actually lined up. And I've been doing it for over 20 years.
Wow.
So you have to really, really, really want to do it.
Yeah, I do. It's just something that I've always wanted to do because, like, you watch TV or movies and it's just like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to be one of those people that everybody sees, you know. And I don't know, when I'm 18, after I graduate, I'm moving down to L.A. because I figure if you're going to go anywhere to find the career, you got to go there.
That's right. And you come to L.A. with a lot of money in your pocket, all right? You don't just come out here broke and shuffling around and think someone's going to find you because it doesn't work that way either.
Let me give you a little heads up, Jesse, when you come out to L.A.
What's up?
When I order the huevos rancheros and I say I don't want the eggs runny, that means don't make them runny, you retard. You hear me? All you actors can't follow instructions. I don't like the runny eggs with the huevos rancheros. It turns into a mess. I tell them to cook them a little better.
Firm.
Never do it. Never do it.
Well, you got to be careful because huevos don't always mean eggs.
Yeah.
Be careful what you're ordering.
Balls in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But it still means eggs in Spanish. So it does mean eggs. It's just they call eggs balls.
Fascinating. Is that right?
Yeah, huevos means, huevos in Spanish is eggs, it's just, they call your nuts eggs.
Yeah.
It's like, we'd call a basketball a ball, and we call your balls balls.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean balls means your balls.
Right.
So give me a basketball, because we're going to talk about your nuts.
You've been living too far north for too long.
All right, come on down and start that acting. And yes, I agree with Leslie. There's a lot of talented actors in this town that don't work very often, and this is why we must pay them millions of dollars when they do one commercial so they can live for the rest of their lives without working, because after all, they don't get paid. They don't work that much. So you do one spot, we should give you a couple hundred grand so you can do this one spot so you never have to work again. You're right. Everyone is owed a living in this town.
I didn't say that.
Well, that was really one of the arguments with those idiots.
Okay, are you back in the strike?
Yes, I'm down. I'm back with those strikes.
You gotta follow along.
These people have families to, and, you know, they only work a couple times a year. It's like, yeah, I know. You got to get a job then, a-hole. You're thinking it's like, hey, I only got 10 grand for this half day's work. I need 20 grand because I only work twice a year. It's like, no, it means you got to go to work. Let's just imagine any other job saying that. It's like, I work construction, but I don't like to come in like once every 4 months. So I'm going to need 10 grand the day that I come in because I don't come in any other days. Or I do, but I don't work and they don't pay me. So I need a big haul. I got a family. Yeah, okay, great. And all the food I can eat. That's what I need. Okay. Let's take ourselves a break. And here's the thing with acting. If you're good at it, do it. But if you just watch a lot of TV, and you figure that would be good. Here's the problem with acting. All right, then we're going to take a break.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the problem. And, you know, I was thinking about it. Here's why people love sports. You know why the purity of sports, this is why everyone's attracted to sports. This country's so caught up in sports. Is because sports forces you to sit down and shut up. If you can't hang, you're out. You're out. If you cannot dunk that basketball, if you can't touch the rim, you're out. There's no sitting around. There's no getting to the college level. There's no getting the pro level and hanging out going, this is, no, I'm going to do this. And 20 years going by going, I'm going to play this. No, you get crushed. You get forced out. Mm-hmm. It's this great sort of Darwinism that I think we all appreciate on a certain level. The problem with acting, writing, comedy, any endeavor that involves creativity is no one ever benches you. You never get in the game. You never get in the game, but you sit there with your sweatsuit on thinking you may get in day now, and you blame the coach and the team owner for not getting in. The reality is you're probably not very good, and that's why you're not getting in the game. But as an actor and as a writer and as a comedian, as anything, you sit around for 30 years thinking, it's just I'm one lucky break away from getting in. And you know what? You're not. It would have happened by now. You don't have talent. That's why you're not doing it. Fine. And like I said, it's just like sports. You can watch all the sports you want. That doesn't mean you get to play. That doesn't mean you have the ability to do it. And that's what I think people love about sports. I really do.
One of
that and the people kicking the ass out of each other constantly. All right, let's take a break. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number. Oh, forget about that phone number. Leslie Hope is our guest tonight. She is from 24, which is Tuesday nights on Fox. And support this show and bring it back for a second season, because I get the feeling if it does come back for the second season, it's going to just be off and running at that point. Drew?
I agree with you.
All right. I have to yawn in the middle of my
tirade.
Not a tirade. Christy?
Yes?
You're 14?
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if, sorry, I have a cold.
It's all right.
I was just wondering, because my parents, they were, like, addicted to drugs and everything, and I didn't know if that would, like, cause me to, like, be get addicted easier, and,
If you inherited the gene, and there's about a 50% probability that you would have done so, do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
Is he older?
Yeah.
Is he an addict?
No.
Yeah.
Where's he at?
He lives with my grandmother.
Okay.
Where are you living?
I live with my aunt and uncle and cousins.
Do you use any drugs?
Excuse me?
Do you use drugs or drink yourself?
No, I've never touched any of this.
Okay. Well, if you ever do get exposed to these things, if you notice sort of a momentum with them, or if you tend to be kind of a thrill seeker, those are the kinds of traits we tend to see in people that get this disease.
Would it have something to do with, because I have ADHD, would that have anything to do with it?
It does. And that, in my experience, children of alcoholic parents who have ADD tend to have the gene for alcoholism, in my experience. So be very careful, very careful.
I had one more question, because I was born, like, with some disease. It starts with a J. I forgot what it was called.
What does it have to do with?
It was born yellow, and I...
Jaundice.
Like, jaundice.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, though.
Well, you don't have it anymore, right?
Right, but
no, it's something that...
You're fine.
Yeah, jaundice in newborns is very common.
Worry about the drugs, baby.
It's nothing.
Okay.
Hey, Christy?
Uh-huh?
I'm sorry about your parents, and, it means you're going to have to work a little bit harder in life now, you know?
And at your emotional health, because that's
right.
Protecting that is what's going to decrease the risk for drug use for you.
And be careful with the boys, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I know it makes it easy when they pay attention to you, but that's not going to be a good life for you.
Okay.
You work on staying off the drugs, staying away from the guys, getting your grades good. You go far away to some lesbian college one day, okay?
Okay.
Right, you learn how evil our government is.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Take care of yourself.
Geez, Adam, Leslie went from being okay with you to, like, having had an ass full.
She's been topped off with Adam. I know. She got another couple
of
minutes.
No, she gave one of those grab, you know, grab the bridge of the nose with two fingers.
Yeah, I know.
I did not.
I looked away.
I did not.
Oh, my God.
I know. But that's what they teach at these colleges.
Exactly.
They try to get you pissed off about your government. And you get angry, hit the streets, and then eventually you get a little bit older and you make some money, become a Republican, and then you get all screwed up and your kids hate you. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. I've been on Paxil for like the last 6 months, and I was kind of curious what those sexual side effects are.
Can make you not have an orgasm, can make you not have any sexual desire, can really interrupt any phase of the sexual functioning, sexual arousal.
Yeah, so it's bad, right? Mm-hmm. Who's this one with the
not
gang rape?
All right.
What's up with
that? Unless you need some, you know, you're premature.
Oh, then it can help. Few minutes.
Joe.
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah, that's right.
You were gang raped 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And now you can't control your daily anger.
Yeah, you got it.
Were you in jail or something?
No, I wasn't in jail, no. It was when I was living at home. I went to a bar and I had a drink with a friend and, got pretty hammered. And, pretty much he took me to a party. And I can't remember very much of the party, but, I think I blocked it out.
You can't remember the party because you were drunk?
Yeah, because I was pretty hammered and, weed was also in that.
Do you think he, put something in your drink?
I think it's possible, yeah.
Who was this friend?
It was a guy that I knew around my neighborhood, so, I mean, I was introduced to him from other friends, so...
Yeah? And he went to a party, and and a bunch of guys raped you?
Yeah, that's the feeling I'm getting because I'm doing finals right now, so a lot of stress, and I've been seeing stuff like awake, and it's from this incident.
Wait, I mean, you're seeing hallucinations?
Not hallucinations. It's like I know I was raped because
by more than one guy?
Yeah, gang raped by a bunch of men, by a bunch of guys.
This got a little bogus there for a second.
Well, I'm dealing with it every day. So
I know, but it was I said raped by a bunch of guys, and
yeah,
you said
by a bunch
gang
of
raped. By a bunch of guys. That's just what you're thinking about?
I can see, like, their eyes looking at me. Like, all of them looking at me and laughing at me. And pretty much...
How many guys?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been trying to figure out how many.
Why don't you talk to your buddy? Ask him what happened.
Well, you have to understand, I don't live there anymore, and I've lost touch with him, but...
Is he gay?
I don't know. I don't know if he's gay.
I don't know, Joe. I wonder if there's... It's hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah,
you're telling me, man.
I mean, but you know, it seems like there's other stuff going on other than this incident, is what I'm saying.
I would go ahead and see a psychiatrist just to make sure this isn't part of some more global psychiatric syndromes, and he's just sort of getting obsessed about this one area about something that may or may not have happened.
Yeah.
Having obsessive thoughts about it and sort of some sort of post-traumatic stress reaction to something, and maybe it was something that happened a long time ago.
Okay, so Joe, whether this happened or not is not really the point at this point. The point is you got a lot of thoughts going on in your head.
The symptoms need to be evaluated.
All right. All right, I want to thank Leslie Hope for coming in here tonight and being delightful at times. At times.
When she's smitten with you, she's delightful.
I've been smitten for 2 hours.
We got a little more work to do on us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the way...
I have found you oddly compelling, it's true.
No.
Yes, yes. Whenever you hear those stories about, you know, the couple that fell in love, the chick always tells the same story. It's like, I met him, and I didn't like him at the beginning. I wasn't Now, they always feel compelled to say that because they're talking about Lorenzo Lamas, you know, and they don't want to feel stupid. Like, I thought he was hot and I wanted to boff him. And they always go, I didn't even like him. And it's like, all right, so why'd you marry him, honey? No, but then it turned out he was so sweet. So this could be...
Like, you think that could
that
be
could
it?
Be us.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, good.
Yeah. You were lukewarm on me the first time we met.
Yeah, and warming up now.
Warming up. And now we got to go. But we'll see you in 5 years. We'll get back started. Get back on it. All right, so I want to thank Leslie Hope for coming out. That'd be you. And I want to tell everyone to watch 24 on Fox tomorrow night, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.